Hey, good morning, Arisen Nation. It's Sam here, and it's currently 4 a.m. and I am currently at my grandmother's funeral, and I have a few thoughts I really want to share with you. And so let's just cue in the intro and then we'll go from there.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back. And yeah, so as I said earlier, I'm at my grandmother's funeral. So for you who know me quite well, you probably know that my grandmother passed on not too long ago, and we are currently saying our final goodbye to her. And the reason I really want to share this with you is because of the connection of the whole event going on in my life right now. When I got really close to my business partner and the partner of Arisen as well, Raymond, which some of you might know him, there was something he used to do that, honestly pissed me off. Honestly, really pissed me off, sometimes. And it was the whole obsession around, autobiographies. Raymond could just, when we are probably in the middle of research, he could just, jump on, someone's autobiography and then start obsessing about it, forgetting the job. And I always got, internally pissed off, like, why? Like, let's concentrate on the work and stuff like that. And he being obsessed with autobiographies, I really didn't understand why, you'd be reading the life story of people, right? And I had one of these, old obituary, pamphlets lying down on my table where I work. And I don't know how we jumped there, but, I just decided to, go through it and then, just to see, just have a glimpse of what was going to happen during my grandmother's funeral, right? And, so I did that, and I read the biography of the person that was, being talked about. It was actually a distant relative. So I read through, and I was so impressed. I was so impressed with, what she was able to accomplish. She lived for about just 68 years. And I was so impressed about how much she was able to get out herself before, moving on, like with it, in terms of, properties she secured, in terms of, things she did, just to have a better future for her children and grandchildren and all that stuff, right? And it made me start think, like, automatically made me start thinking of my grandmother. And my grandmother was someone who was very, forward focused, right? She wanted to make sure that, all her children, her grandchildren had a secured future. For the past 3-4 months, I've been kind of a little bit obsessed with autobiographies. I've actually bought like 3 new books within the last 3 weeks on, people's autobiography. So I've bought one for, Richard Branson, which, if you don't know who Richard Branson is, he's the founder for, Virgin Airline and, a few other, multi-billion, companies. And the reason why I've been lately obsessed, of course, it's, the whole series of the events in my life currently had, brought that up. But right now, it's more than an obsession. Right now, it's more like, dude, life is short. What are you really going to do? What's the legacy you want to live for the rest of your life? What would your name be substituted with, right? And I just can't help to start thinking in that regard that, guys, you know, people live and then tomorrow they die. Like, life is very, very, very short. I helped bring the corpse of my grandmother, and it was a humbling experience. It was really, really a humbling experience looking at, you know, how people were wailing, how, you know, people who were very close to her were wailing, all soaked up in tears, and I just couldn't help than to join them as well. But it was really, really tough. But, you know, looking forward now, like, she did a good job. She did a good job. I'm kind of teary right now, but, she really did a good job, and I hope, you know, you guys can probably learned something from this little emotional episode I'm bringing out to you guys, that, you know, life is really short, man. It's really short. Like, I can't emphasize how much short it is, that, you know, you have no option than to start, you know, doing something for your life, right? Do something, be selfish for a bit, right? You know how people do things just because, you know, they are being told to do that, right? Like, just start focusing on your life. What is the legacy you really want to portray for the rest of your life? And that's what I want to leave you guys with this, is that, you know, start thinking about, you know, the next moment I'll be gone. What will my name be substituted with? Maybe you are Emmanuel. Start thinking, like, literally start thinking about it. What would Emmanuel be substituted with when I'm no more, right? Just like with my grandma, you know, her name can be substituted, like, with a lot of things. How caring she was, how she never gives up, you know, how she really wanted to have a really, really good family. A really good future, a really, really good future for her, you know, children and grandchildren. And that's the legacy. And she did a really, really great job. She did a really great job at it. I so wish I could, you know, look into my autobiography or my biography, in the future. You know, whenever I die, I really wish I could do it. But I think rather than wishing to know what it's all about, I think living it would make you know what you're up to. And then, I don't know, at the end of the day, you'll be able to know exactly what's going to be written in the biography, right? But yeah, that is my obsession lately. And I think it's a good obsession because, you know, you guys can start following it as well, because ever since I started looking at things that way, you know, I've started to do things in a not so much of a haste, but with more like, dude, like, anything can happen. I could just, you know, literally step out of this premise that I am right now, and then the car can just knock me off and then I'm gone. And so during my, you know, how many years I've stayed on this earth, from zero to whatever, what am I reminded for, right? And to me, the thought of that makes me go crazy, because I have not done nothing yet. Like, with what I'm looking to do and the future in which I really want to create and paint for the world, and, you know, everything that I've ever imagined, it's not enough. It's really, really not enough. So it scares the crap out of me. And so it has more than likely put in some, you know, timeline and some urgency and really scarcity, urgency and scarcity to, you know, actually accomplishing my goals and, you know, living the life on my terms, in terms of, you know, living that risen way. And that is what I think you guys should be looking at right now. Because it's a helpful thought process that, I think when people, like, literally you are walking around and thinking in that regard, I think the world would be a better place. Because, mind you, this, like, for the past 3 weeks, like, I've been honestly very productive in terms of my clients' management, in terms of other little things that I do that, you know, I didn't really factor it into my timeline of existence, right? It's like literally that is how I'm, you know, adding things up right now. Like, there's this question that I keep on asking that, you know, when is the time? And the fact that I don't know that time makes it even scarier. And the fact that makes it scarier makes me want to do stuff that I have to do, right? I don't know if you guys are getting it, but that's what's lingering in my on my head right now, and I guess, you know, that's why I'm gonna end my podcast today. So that I guess the final thought is, life is too short. Life is very, very short, and you guys can attest to that fact, right? So just live your life on your terms. Don't, you know, life is too short to be living someone else's life. You know, life is too short to be living the political life. You know, I know people who would go crazy for politics, and it drives me crazy. Anyway, guys, just live life on your terms, and write a good autobiography that your children and your grandchildren and your relations and your, you know, people who really care about you will be very, very excited that, you know, you lived a life, and that they'll use you, you know, as an example for people and for their lives as well. So don't forget to stay arisen, guys, and have an awesome week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you're on Android, and iTunes if you're on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.